The Depths, a novel by Kirk Kjeldsen, narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Chapter 1. The fog appeared after they passed over Mount Kinabalu. At first, it looked like a tuft of dirty cotton. Then it looked like a spreading ink stain. Before long, it filled the horizon. It rolled over them like a slow, grey wave, swallowing them whole. Mara Lainetz sat in seat 7F, staring out of the window. It seemed as if she were looking into her own soul. Somehow, since her third miscarriage, she'd felt like she'd been drowning in a thick, grey sludge. At the advice of a colleague, she'd begun counselling at one of Shanghai's international hospitals, but it hadn't helped. The psychiatrist had recommended an antidepressant to her, but she'd declined, ashamed at seeking help in the first place, and worried it might hinder her chances of getting pregnant again. After a moment, the sound of her husband's voice snapped her from her daydreaming. "Prawn or crab?" he asked. She turned to see Eden returning to his seat, holding two bags of Malaysian junk food. Despite his expensive haircut and Hugo Boss shirt, his blue-collar Belgian upbringing shone through in his clipped speech and brusque manner. "I asked what the locals like," he said, his slight cleft lip bisecting the top of his grin. "Prawn, I guess," she said. "Smart choice." He gave her the prawn crackers. Then he tore into the crab chips, stuffing a handful into his mouth. Mara stared at the cartoon shrimp on her bag. Even in animated form, it reminded her of a fetus, curled up and undeveloped. "God," she thought to herself, "why does everything remind me of babies?" "These movies are shit," said Eden, scrolling through the options on the seat-back screen in front of them before selecting an action film. Mara looked over at him with her wide, glassy eyes. There was so much she wanted to say, but she was afraid that if she opened her mouth, it would all come crashing out like the waters from a burst dam and carry him away. Instead, as she had done so often in recent months, she said nothing and glanced back out the window, where hazy shapes merged and broke apart in the fog. She saw a cell splitting into two, and then imagined a grenade exploding. Then she saw a school of koi fighting over some bread, and finally, a misshapen skull. Tawau's airport stood in a clear-cut section of jungle situated near the Jalan Utara access road. A few short and medium-range jets taxied towards its sole runway, awaiting clearance for takeoff. Mara waited for their luggage at one of the airport's three baggage claims, while Eden got a cart. Throngs of Chinese and Malay passengers waited with her, talking and checking their smartphones. Despite the sweltering heat, most of the Malay women wore long-sleeved shirts and hijabs, while the men were dressed in short-sleeved shirts and slacks. An older man, wearing a purple songkok, stared at Mara's shorts and bare shoulders. She looked away, only to see another man glaring at her. Growing uncomfortable, Mara took a sweater from her backpack and pulled it on. A baby cried out nearby, its reedy wail piercing through the noise. Mara turned to look, noticing that the baby's teenaged parents were practically children themselves. It didn't seem fair somehow, children having children, whereas she'd had two D&C procedures, met with Shanghai's top fertility experts, and tried a number of expensive diets and drugs, but still couldn't manage to carry a child into the second trimester. Feeling a bout of sadness coming on, she took out her cell and scrolled through her mails. There were a few from her students, as well as one from her mother, Carolyn, who'd sent photos of the turning leaves in northwestern New Jersey, where she'd been living for the past 15 years.